So I wanted to put together some videos showing basically about investment, about finance, money, business, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to start really by saying that it's really, it's personal. Your kind of investment strategy and the way that you choose to do things will really depend on you individually. And you're going to find a lot of people giving a lot of advice, people sharing their opinions, and what works for them may or may not work for you. So it's important to recognize that people give advice, there's often a pitch to it. There's reason they're doing it. Sometimes that's sort of philanthropic. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes they have a vested interest in you picking one particular course over another. So by all means, listen to information, what people say, but you have to compare that to and think about that for yourself and see if that really applies to your situation. So the first kind of concept I want to introduce is an economic concept, and it's called opportunity cost. And what it means is it's recognizing the fact that we have limited time and resources. So there are only 24 hours in a day, for example. And if you choose to spend 2 of those hours watching a film, then there are other opportunities which you haven't been able to take advantage of, or other things you could have done in those 2 hours. And so there's a cost to that. You can't choose any one thing without sacrificing something else. And it's same financially. If you have a £10 note in your pocket, you only get to spend that once. So whatever you buy with that £10, you cannot buy anything else with it. So the opportunity cost is sort of, it's the difference between what you choose and what you could have chose. So if I have, let's say, just a really simple example, I have a £10 note and I go to a McDonald's or something like that, and I buy a Happy Meal for £10. And just around the corner, there's another McDonald's that you can get 2 Happy Meals for £10. So if I go to the first one, then the opportunity cost there was 1 Happy Meal. I could have done better, basically. And if I go to the second McDonald's, then my opportunity cost is minus 1 Happy Meal, because I've actually sort of, it's not really a cost, right? I've actually gained. So you're trying to minimize opportunity costs and have it negative if possible, because that means the next step down is lower than what you picked. And this is always going to be the case. So if you, I mean, I find sportsmen a really good example. So you can take top sportsmen and they make heaps of money, of course, probably more money than I'll ever make, but they've had to sacrifice to get there. They've had to train, they've had to work hard, they've had to miss out on other things. So when you start to think about what you want from life, it's much more important that you think about not just, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, because getting this means you don't get that. So it starts becoming all about priorities and values and things that you think are important. So you have to kind of optimize for particular things, and that means choosing certain things over other things. And there's no right or wrong answers. It's, if someone is interested in making a lot of money and they want to be a wealthy businessman, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And if someone doesn't want to do that, they want to sit around watching TV and eating ice cream, that's fine. It's really about what you want from life, and it's got nothing to do with anyone else. Okay, so if you want more money, you're going to have to give up things to get there. If you're happy with less money, then there are things you won't be able to buy. And you have to figure out what's important for you and optimize your decision making around those particular things. So what I want to do in this series is kind of signpost the different choices that you can make. And if there are particular things you're interested in, point you in the right direction. If that's the kind of thing that you want to optimize for and you want to prioritize, then I can share the way that you do that, and ultimately just try and help people figure out what their place is in life and what they want to get.